So look at the news. It's Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning. Happy Friday, everyone. The heat wave gripping Indiana is straining power sources and has prompted a rural Indiana utility to threaten rolling blackouts to cope with the high demand. Linden-based Tipmont REMC had planned to cut power selectively starting at noon Thursday, but the utility decided not to implement that rolling blackout later in the afternoon. Steuben County REMC also asked its customers to conserve. Regional power grid manager Midwest Independent Transmission Operator says it has enough power to meet demand and has not ordered any cutbacks. Indiana and other states hit hard by the heat wave have made cuts in programs that help pay electric bills, forcing those in need to go without air conditioning when they need it the most. From South Bend, Tom Coyne reports.
Agencies who are involved in this are wondering what kind of money they'll have to give out next year. This money is used for both winter and summer. You know, a lot of them say that the winter money is much more crucial, but they're worried about it, saying that it's a year-round problem.
Coyne reports in Indiana, most agencies are not accepting new applications, and in Illinois, they aren't giving any utilities assistance money at all this summer to save it for winter heating help. The Indiana State Teachers Association is reacting to two groups helping to defend the state as it fights to protect its new school voucher law. ISTA is among the groups challenging the law. Nate Schnellenberger is the union's president.
Our contention is not with school choice, but is with whether or not it is right to send public dollars as a tax subsidy to parents who choose to send their kids to a different school other than a public school.
Institute for Justice filed a motion this week in Marion County Superior Court to intervene in defense of the state. A group of teachers, school administrators, and clergy filed suit earlier this month to block the state school voucher program. More than 60 employers will be represented today at a job fair at Ball State University's Worthen Arena. The job fair runs from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. and is sponsored by the office of 6th District Congressman Mike Pence. Jobs, education, health, housing, the issues driving the NAACP these days look much like the concerns of most Americans, and that is by design. As the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People kicks off its 102nd convention this weekend in Los Angeles, the civil rights group's policy agenda shows how it's evolved from the dedicated fighter against racial inequality of decades ago to an advocate for social justice for all minorities. Strategy has boosted the NAACP after a decade in which many charged the organization had become irrelevant. Membership, donations, and visibility are all up over the past 3 years. And portraits of Indiana philanthropist Bill Cook and World War II journalist Ernie Pyle are the newest additions to a gallery in the governor's office. The portraits now hang in the Hoosier Heritage Gallery on the south wall of Governor Mitch Daniels' office at the State House. Bloomington industrialist Cook died in April. Born in 1931, he made a fortune developing medical devices and spent part of it supporting historic preservation across Indiana. Ernie Pyle was born in 1900 on a small farm near Dana and attended IU. Pyle was one of the most widely read reporters in the U.S. and was well known for his stories of life among soldiers on the front lines. He was killed by sniper fire in 1945 in Japan. WFYI weather for your weekend. An excessive heat warning still in the forecast. That remains in effect until 8 p.m. tomorrow. Today through Sunday, sunny and hot with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 95. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 79. And for Monday, a slight chance of rain with a high of 90. Right now, it's mostly clear and 80 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It's 6:34. Let's bring you up to date on the NFL lockout situation. Colts owner Jim Irsay sat in Atlanta yesterday.